When you eat cheese, you might not realize that something so delicious creates a lot of waste. And that waste, that pollution, ends up going into the drain and eventually ends up in rivers and lakes. We're at a cheese factory in Holmes County, Ohio, where they make nearly 60,000 pounds of cheese each day. The big stainless steel vats look immaculate, but our shoes are wet. Bob Ramsayer is CEO of the Alpine Cheese Company. He says the floors are covered with water because the equipment is constantly being washed.
I mean, we have a pre-rinse, that goes to the drain. We have a final rinse, and that goes to drain. So that's, you know, and we have all the floors that have to be, are flushed down and so forth. So that all ends up being a part of the wastewater.
The cheese factory's wastewater includes not only those caustic chemical cleaners, but wasted milk byproducts. One milk nutrient is the chemical phosphorus. About a decade ago, the Environmental Protection Agency told Ramsayer that the cheese company had to reduce the phosphorus it was releasing into the nearby river. Ramsayer was concerned.
The equipment alone was going to cost, $500,000, and we projected it was probably going to cost us between $500,000 and $1 million a year in operating costs. So we were looking at any way we could do to reduce that cost. And that's where we got into the nutrient trading program.
Alpine Cheese was among the first to negotiate what's called a nutrient or water quality trading program. Instead of reducing the phosphorus coming from his factory, he pays farmers to reduce manure and other sources of phosphorus from washing from feedlots into the river. Mervin Hirschberger is an Amish dairy farmer with 125 acres and 54 milking cows. His farm looks like a postcard, beautiful, hilly green pasture. But a lot of the manure was washing off his farm into the streams. Hirschberger says the cows were grazing right around the water.
With the cows being in the creek, we could see dirty water. The rocks were covered with dirt from cows' waste. And you'd walk through it, you'd kick up. You'd walk through the bottom of the stream, you'd kick up some dirt and waste from the cow.
Hirschberger didn't like it, but he didn't have money to change it. So when the County Soil and Water Conservation District held a neighborhood meeting to explain that Alpine Cheese was going to pay to reduce pollution from nearby farms, Hirschberger saw a way to afford to clean up his farm. He did about a dozen projects to reduce manure runoff into the water, like building a fence to keep the cows out of the stream. And the little creek is bouncing back.
As of now, you know, it's just totally clean, what you see, for the minnows and all the critters that are in the creek.
Hirschberger gets paid for the amount of phosphorus he keeps out of the water. About 25 other farms in Holmes County are doing similar projects to reduce water pollution. And Alpine Cheese foots the bill. In exchange, the company doesn't have to clean up the wastewater coming from the cheese factory. It's a lot like a cap-and-trade program on water pollution. There are a growing number of small programs like this around the country, but some people are trying to create water trading projects on a much larger scale. That would mean a factory in one state might be able to pay a farmer in another state. Eventually, all the thousands of factories in just one river basin could pay farmers enough to reduce dead zones like the one in the Gulf of Mexico and in some of the Great Lakes. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.